Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. We've been having a debate sitting here in bed, the lovely Julia and I, about whether it's the 9th or the 10th, but we've now come to the agreement. I've agreed with Julia, it must be the 9th.
Yes, you keep calling it the 10th.
I did think it was the 10th, and I am not wishing time away.
Yes.
Anyway, what is a calendar other than somebody's man-made numbering system most people abide by? And here's a question, can you prove a date anyway? Mm-hmm. How can you prove it? I mean, it's meaningless because the time is always now. So, it is only a... Sorry about the creaky. We're sitting in bed with cups of tea, coffee.
Cheers.
Really smashed the tea and coffee then.
Tea and coffee on your lap.
We're sitting in bed with wet liquid, warm wet liquid all around our...
Slightly burnt skin.
Yes.
Scalded.
Peering out of the window, I don't get to see much. You can just see a bit of the corner of the downs, a little bit beyond the houses and roofs and things. Mostly a supermarket blocks the view. But the sky is visible, or at least a small portion of it, and it seems to be blue. It's just after 7 in the morning, and we are going to drink our tea and talk to you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I've made that pretty clear now.
Yeah, I think you have.
So this time, no rushing around the house. Thank you to everybody who has emailed in and said that you enjoy listening. It's great to have that feedback because you do really think with a podcast like this that's put on a private server, i.e. nakedenglishman.co.uk, the only place people can get it. If you're getting this, by the way, from somewhere else, do let me know, because you oughtn't to be able to do that. It would mean that someone is downloading them and uploading them somewhere else. So if that's what's going on, do let me know. Because I only place it on the Naked Englishman, which is a web page. Or it's a server I pay for. And you should only be able to get it from the website. And anyway, somebody might have a clever little ruse that they do with a podcatching software. But I don't create an RSS feed. So anyway, that's just by the way. But I appreciate you letting me know, because unlike YouTube videos, in which it has a counter with numbers on it, again, proof that that's real, you just don't know, do you? You just don't know what's being reported is real. But you get comments, and some of those are AI-generated or computer-generated, but mostly are people. And most people are very nice, and there are some faggots out there who aren't so nice.
That's a weird choice of word.
What?
Faggot.
I know.
What, pray tell, chose you?
It just came into my mind. Like all the words that I use, they come into my mind apropos of nothing.
Yeah.
My higher self decided to thrust that word forward for usage. Faggots. Anyway, I used to like faggots. Faggots are that's like Mr. Brain's faggots.
Allegedly, you don't anymore.
Well,
there was a very bad one you had last time.
I went to a pub with some people that we were giving a talk down in Cewstoke a year or so ago, and they very kindly offered to buy me a pub meal. We sat in this pub before I went to do the talk. They on the menu was faggots. And I said, you know, I haven't had faggots for years, and I used to like faggots. And I couldn't describe to you what faggots are. They're kind of like meatballs. So I said, oh, I fancy some of that. Anyway, it came along, but they weren't cooked. I mean, it's a bit like, what do you call it? Steak. It was red in the middle. And definitely not cooked. And I said to the... And they came back and they did it twice. They had to do it twice, these bloody faggots. And in the end, I was just... Oh, I couldn't eat them. Everybody else had finished their meal. And I can't remember now if they gave me something else in the end. I said, oh, I have a lump of chicken. I can't remember what happened. But anyway, there you are. Choice of words. Anyway, so yeah, thanks for the feedback. Those that say they listen, it's just useful to know, because sometimes when you're doing this, you do feel like you're just talking to yourself. And in a way, because you can't see people, you may as well be talking to yourself. It does have that feeling. I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Achoo! Ah!
Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
Felt that one.
Did you? I felt it. I can't remember how much I've told you. I did pull a muscle on my ribs about 10 days ago. Maybe more now.
It's ridiculous. It should have healed by now.
And it's very painful at certain times. Sneezing is one of those times when you involuntarily fill your lungs and you expel violently.
I think it's more about the twisting of the rib cage, though, isn't it?
Is it? No, I can feel it as I go. That's where it hurts. The twisting is when I'm twisting to sort of sneeze so that it doesn't cover you with my great dollops of snot.
It's much appreciated.
Globules of slime.
Yummy.
You don't need that great green runny substance dribbling all over you, do you?
No, that I do not. Very, very good of you to
Yeah, so instead I twist my body in a very awkward shape and point my head towards the other side of the room where hanging are your clothes.
Yeah.
And I fire the unwanted serum of whatever it is all over in a fine spray, some of it containing large nuggets of green creepy things. And faggots.
How darling.
Hmm. But that one wasn't so propellant.
No. Luckily.
Luckily. So you were lucky. It just landed on my pile of clothes. Anyway, I hope that made you smile. Gentle listener sitting there by the fireside with your Persian slippers and your smoking hat.
And your Persian cat.
And your Persian cat purring on a perfect pincushion. Anyway, so what happened yesterday? This is supposed to be a journal of my life and a reportage of what I have been up to. Well, we were recovering from our trip, or what I say recovering as if we were a pair of invalids. We were invalid. Julia had to shoot off to see her children because her ex had to go and now Julia is propelling that same descriptive substance all over the window, and now it has splattered the place. I'm going to have to re-wallpaper now, aren't I?
I think you did that. Then you sneezed.
Oh, yes. Julia went off to have a day with you. Did you do anything nice? Did you take them anywhere? Did you throttle them a lot?
I had a walk on the beach. I picked up an ice cream from the corner shop on the way.
Oh.
And we sat and ate them.
I'm glad you did eat them. Otherwise you'd just melt, wouldn't
they? Yeah, well, I suppose, we licked them, if that, counts.
Mm.
I'm sure it does.
Mm. I, on the other hand, didn't. I didn't lick an ice cream at all yesterday. In fact, I don't remember licking anything. I think the cat may have licked me. But I did get through more of the old red pen. The sun was out yesterday and I did sit in the garden with the red penning. But the sun was out and it wasn't as warm as it has been about a week or so ago.
What is warm?
Mm-hmm.
Warm.
Not as warm.
That's it.
As it was a week or so ago when I was sitting out there almost starkers. In other words,
so
I had
removed.
I don't
get to see that.
My neighbour gets to see it.
I know, sucks.
So they sit there taking photographs out the window, swinging her going.
That's a shame. She doesn't send it to me.
And then they say, show us, turn around a bit, bend over a bit.
Show us your sack.
Yeah, give us the in a bit of side there. Smile now. Raise your chin. That's it. Move into the light. Lovely.
And thrust.
So I sit in the garden, and there was my shorts. I was just sitting in my shorts because it was so hot. I had to put a straw hat on. Well, it's not straw. I think it's paper.
Well, at least you didn't call it comedy hat this time.
Oh, it is comic. It is sort of comic.
Well, to you, almost every other hat is comedy
Every hat is comedy hat.
It's like, well, I'm just going to put my comedy hat on. Which one?
Which one of your collection of hilariously funny comedy hats, which has everybody who passes the garden in hysterics?
I mean, it's not a one-man doubled up hat, is it?
Coughing their guts out as they have laughed so much, collapsing with hilarity onto their...
Buttocks?
Buttocks, yes. Thanks. They can't see me anywhere near past, luckily. No, I actually, for the gentle viewer, I don't want you to be worried about the neighbour being offended by the sight of my nakedness. If I sit up in the back garden by the gate, which is the only area where the sun comes in, now that the rather productive and overzealous plant that is hanging off the fence, which is very enthusiastic, exuberant in its enthusiasm to grow, I am actually sheltered from my neighbour's sight, so they can't really see me. I mean, they might see the odd leg sticking out or a bit of a hat or an elbow, but, you know, basically. Not that I care. I'm sure they're not sort of pressing their faces up against the window to gawp at my sinewy body.
Well, no, but I would be.
But the difference is...
Ooh, look at that lovely man out there. Oh, I'll have to go and get a kiss. Thank you.
Anyway... So, yes, what I was trying to say was yesterday when I was sitting there, it wasn't as hot. I didn't feel the need to dispose of my clothes,
yeah.
Most of them, because I couldn't actually be completely knackered there, because you hear people walking past the gate and you can peer in through the cracks in the gate. And I don't want anyone peering in through the crack at my crack.
Because that's for me to look at.
That would be a bit of a cracker.
Yeah.
And who knows? And unfortunately, I have a cover over the water meter out there. And the other day, clearly the water reader from Southern Water had been there brushing around to look at the meter, trying to estimate who the hell lives here, and what the meter reading is, because. Due to one thing and another, which I won't go into, I'm now receiving letters to the householder. But the most curious thing, this will startle you, gentle listeners, you sit there. I know that one particular lady actually has a shower. She listens to this. Others are, you know, in the bath. Many others are sitting having their breakfast. Quite a few are sitting on a train. Some are... walking across an open desert with the sun beating down on them and searching for water, and they're listening. And others have gone down the drain and are trying to smash their listening device, saying, I can't bear this idiot any longer. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Nearly ruined my phone.
Yes, and you've done that too many times. Julia went to the extent, I'm not going to listen to your nonsense, by putting her phone on the floor, on the road, and allowing half a dozen cars to run over it, didn't you?
You ran over it first.
I ran over it first. She said, here, drive this way a little bit. That is actually a true story.
Well, I didn't place it there.
No, it fell.
I was in a hurry, and being hurried further.
It's my fault. We were late. Anyway, I got this letter yesterday. And I think the postman delivered it because it was with all the other post. Now, it may have come separately because it simply said to the householder, no address. Now, a few days earlier, I'd had another one to the householder, but with the address, 32 Acacia Avenue, in case you want water, with the address. And then this one was just to the householder. Now, looking at the envelope, it's not a circular that the postman was doing to everyone's house. And I thought, that's extraordinary. So it's either been delivered by hand by someone from the water company, the municipal water company, They're not municipal, are they? They're a private business. They're a corporation these days. Or somehow it was that the postman had some, I don't know,
Psychic.
psychic knowledge that this particular letter needed to be delivered
To your house.
to my abode, you know, to those filthy people who are disputing their water bill. Filthy. Well, it must be filthy. Well, it would be filthy if they turn the water off, of course. It's filthy and stinky.
Is
Which,
there a new book in that?
it's a, that, yes, you've got Snug and Cozy, Dark and Spooky, and Filthy and Stinky. It's a whole universe, you know, of crazy characters. Incidentally, there is a book called Pink Heads, which sounds rude, doesn't it? But
Yeah.
it is about Snug and Cozy, and I wrote it some years ago, and I read it to Julia, and she loved it.
Yes.
I must get these things finished. It's just, it is, there's so many other things going on, isn't there? But anyway, we were supposed to be going away this Sunday, which is tomorrow, by my special calculation. I've got an abacus in the corner here, which I, it's a silent abacus. It's also invisible. And it has nothing to do with numbers, but it does tell me the days of the week. And according to this, Sunday is following today. So we were supposed to be coming up to Mapplethorpe, which is in Lincolnshire. And I looked on the Dear Diary, not the Dear Diary, I looked at the Mello map from Mapplethorpe, and it's 5 hours away. And I said to Mark the bowler hat farmer, who had asked me to see if I was available to do it. I said to him, "What's the money? Is there any money?" He said, "Well, it's just a share of what's the takings at the door." And I thought, oh, and there's a number of people there, so I thought it's not going to be very much. The trouble is, you see, so I said, "You know what? I'm not sure we can do it." He said, "Well, don't worry, you're not on the bill." I said, "Oh." So he said, the people coming don't know you're coming. It was just if you were available, it'd be nice to have had you." And I said, "Ah, in that case, we're not coming." And I know that sounds a bit callous, and it isn't. It isn't that I couldn't care less. It's just that 5 hours there to do half an hour, and then 5 hours back, because we have to be back by Monday morning, is just too much for 50 quid or something, because it would barely cover the cost of the petrol, diesel. And now I'm just getting a bit, you know, we're doing a lot of these drive for miles, turn up, do something, and there's not really any money. And I know I can't, I shouldn't compare it to 20 years ago. But unfortunately, one does. When 20 years ago, when I had, you know, some talent as a juggler, a unicycler, as an entertainer, I'd
So you
effectively,
had another eye.
yes, and I had another eye. Well, yes, absolutely. I effectively was doing the same thing of entertaining one way or another, whether it was lying on a bed of nails or telling people about, the dark forces are going to rip their heads off and suck their blood, you know, whatever the entertainment method was. I was effectively doing the same thing. But 20, 25 years ago, I was being paid, say, 200, 250 quid for 2 hours. And not, ha yes, on occasion, I did have to drive a long way away. 20 years later, you think, well, the fee would be perhaps a little bit more now. But it hasn't really gone up at all. It's you know, that's
Get
inflation that
less.
hasn't caught up with the entertainment value of Mr. Vobes. Seems to have gone down. And so these things where 20 years ago nobody knew who the hell I was. I would just turn up as an other juggler or an other mime artist or whatever. Now that these people are sort of going, "Ah, Richard, but you're famous," and I'm not famous at all, but you know, they're known. You turn up and it's like 50 quid, and you do think, oh, and then you know they say, "But we want you because you'll attract an audience," and you go, "Yeah, but so Do I not get a bit of token of that in terms of the fee?
Not that we're all about the money, but you
No.
do need it, unfortunately, until we're off grid.
Well, it's mainly because I could I now used to tolerate it much easier when we were earning money off YouTube, but now that YouTube has cut the financial supply off, there's no money coming in. I'm purely at the behest of the glorious audience
Donations.
who, you know, I busk my I you know I prostitute my wares on the internet.
You busk your pretty posterior.
I exactly and I do it regularly, I do it often. I mean, the Naked Englishman, nobody throws me money for this, do they? But I do it every day,
Diligently.
diligently I do it, using extreme diff extremely interesting words from the English dictionary, like faggots, chosen specifically to amuse. Not all the time. But you know what I mean. And so that's the only income I've got at the moment. Until I've got this book written, and then at least I can sell that. So you do feel a bit like a commodity that you're just being, oh, Richard will come, Richard will come. And it is important. I think it's very important. It's vital to be not just seen on the thing. I mean, we've met people who turn up at these events. They turn up, they do their thing, and then they bugger off. And we do linger. But when it's a long distance and you've got to get home, yes, it's true. We do have to sort of make our excuses and go. But we do hang about for most of these things to the bitter end and make ourselves available for talking. But we've been there where people have just come in, you know, they've been paid a fee and then they fly off. They don't want to talk to people. And we make ourselves extremely accessible. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've opened my door here and people have come in and sat down. I can't tell you because,
Thankfully not.
well, I have come in
Well,
and.
yes, but not absolute strangers.
No, but people. Well, no, yes, complete strangers have.
Yeah.
I mean, some complete. I mean, the other. Well, at Christmas time, before Christmas, when I was running out of logs, somebody just got in touch and says, I want to give you some logs. And they turned up. And they gave me some. They did go away, and they said any time, you know. And they were in, I think they were in Ham Road or somewhere. And I said, oh, and they were really nice people. I said, the trouble is, you forget who they are, and if they're not constantly in touch with you, you know, I'd love to have gone round and had a cup of tea, as they said. They're very nice people, very and generous. It wasn't just a couple of logs; they had a boot full of these logs they bought
Oh,
from
yeah, they bought,
Asda.
yeah.
But they
At
were
least
really,
10 to 12 quid a pop.
yeah. They were really lovely people and so generous. And I didn't know, you know, you kind of feel a bit embarrassed when somebody turns up and does that. And they said, no, but you know, we love what you do. You've raised our spirits and blah, blah, blah. And I don't like to ask for money. I don't, I mean, I always, not always, but I try to, as often as is not irritating in the videos, to say thank you to those people who have donated. But I don't stand there and go, please, will you send me money or I will stop? Because they'll just say, well, stop then.
Yeah, and today I will thank so and so and so and so and so and so and go through the whole
Oh,
list of
yes, you
people.
can't. I mean, you just can't thank everybody because there's
No.
just not enough time in the world. But we do need some income. That's the thing. But I'm working on my book, so that's and that just taking a lot of time. But we're getting there. We are getting there. And then I've got, if I could only, you know, from my plan, I suppose you can call it my plan. I could call it my ethereal hope. My plan is that if I can get a readership to like the first book, potentially they'll like a second book or a third book,
Or any of the other books
or
you've already
any of the
written.
other books that I've actually written. And I've got one that's almost ready, but again, and I need to work on it, called Captain John Horace Mucklebunt, which is a. Well, what would you call it? Fantasy? It's not really a fantasy, is it? As in
Well, yeah.
pixies and
Well, it's
dragon.
fiction, isn't
It's fiction. It's a sort of fiction in a different in a
it?
medieval,
Loosely based.
loosely based on medieval England or that sort of thing, or actually Georgian England, really.
It's kind of just of an other time,
Another
sort of thing, an
time.
other parallel.
Yeah. But it's what? Well, how would you? What would you say? Was it interesting? Is it funny? Is it
Yes,
hilarious? Is it enjoyable?
it's comedic for sure. It's very, very entertaining. I mean, I am biased, but it is a very good book. I've thoroughly enjoyed him.
It is the story of a one-legged soldier and his piglet, Cromwell. I need not tell you any more than that. That is that is enough to get you going. What?
He's a right character.
Pity's sake.
He appears briefly in one of your other, in the trilogy of the Crag Flinger.
He stemmed from a character that turns up in the second book, and I can't remember if he's in the third book, actually, of my trilogy of Splidge the Cragflinger. We don't see him, but we hear about his diaries, and he wrote these 7 or 8 diaries, I can't remember. And we get a sort of notion that he discovers a few things and various things happen to him.
Quite an adventurous chap.
Yes. He's sort of one of these swashbuckling type characters, mm-hmm. although he doesn't have a sort of, at least, he's more of a, he's a dragoon, isn't he? What does dragoons, I suppose dragoons would have, like slightly cavalry sort of thing, but I imagine he has a musket more than a swashbuckling sword. But he may well have been trained in swashbuckling. There are swashbuckling courses you can take in his world, I'm sure. Anyway, point being is he started off as a character from a journal that appears in the children's book, and I thought I loved the name, and he wasn't one-legged then, but we discover why he gets one-legged, and we discover, you know, so much, and he has this important adventure which will, at the same time as being amusing, will pique your heart. Anyway, I've written 60,000 words of that already in the past, obviously in the past. And I have recorded 8 audio episodes of about 20 minutes. And we've been listening to them fairly recently, and I hadn't heard them for donkeys. And because it was about 9 years ago I wrote it. And I must finish it. I must finish it. Anyway.
Yes, you must.
I must improve my bust.
You must.
So again, that would be good. That would be a lovely follow-up book if I could get readership that says, you know, we like reading Richard's books. And actually, having written the Biggleswick story and having written all these other books in the past, apart from the fact that I, in the end, gave up writing because I just couldn't get anybody to buy the bloody things. You know, the Splidge books, which were the ones which were polished and ready to go. Nobody was interested. Not in any number, you know. A couple of people said, oh, I've read your book, which is very nice, and they enjoyed it, which is lovely, and I appreciate that very much. But I couldn't get a publisher. And it's very soul-destroying when you think that you have got something you really enjoy doing. I don't enjoy the editing, and I'm not very good at it, and I'm sure I'm dishing out, I'm very generous, I'm dishing out so many commas that when I read other people's books, I go, oh, actually, I've put a comma there, you haven't. I wonder why that is. And my grammar is probably all over the place. But it's me, isn't it? And I enjoy writing. I enjoy being inventive. We often, I have to end this in a minute. We often, when we're driving on these long journeys, I'm telling Julia a story.
Mm.
And we just, you know, she says, oh, I've tuned into Radio Vobes. And suddenly there's an adventure story, and I'm just taught. I mean, the other day, I don't know where we were going. We were going somewhere. Oh, up to this party thing that we did the other night. And I was sort of telling a story in the vein of a book that we have, I've read on the videos when I did Listen with Vobes, which I ought to resurrect, of, what was his name? John James Joycey, or whatever his name was, who travelled the country in the late 19th century, early 20th. He used to travel around in wagons, horse and carts, and then he bought himself a motor car, and he would he would arrive at a grand mansion inn and describe these places as picturesque. And the
yes.
And I was just making up on the spare of the moment. It was quite funny, wasn't it?
It was good.
In the vein of that, and I thought, you know what, there's a book there, and a humorous book, quite like humour.
Yes, you did get a bit weird at one point, but then
yes, I can't remember.
Quite you.
Oh, I've just picked a scab on the top of my head. Seeping. Now blood is seeping out. Better where get the doctor in.
Oh, there, right there, on the tippy top.
You know what you need when you've got blood pouring out of your head. You need one of those people that...
More pop blood?
Well, I was going to say, you know, one of those builder chaps. You need a plasterer, don't you? Everyone a gem. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a joy to sit in here lolling about in bed, pontificating one's thoughts and sharing those ideas with you. I hope on this Saturday morning that some of it has raised a smile, made you titter, made you belly flop down the stairs and bounce into the kitchen. I appreciate...
To shut the radio off.
To shut the bloody thing off. We do appreciate your listening and your presence. And if you can't get the presence through the letterbox, try
leaving it
in the box outside. Yes. all monetary supplies would be very beneficial at this mm-hmm. time. For I am too embarrassed to get on my humble knees and beg like some rhododendron bush. Anyway.
Never seen one of them beg.
Have you not?
No.
Aye. They always beg for your attention because they are so effervescent with their colours.
Mm.
There's one on the way up past Dorking on the A24 as you drive up past on the bypass from Dorking. And there's this very effervescent. Effervescent? Is that? That's bubbly, isn't it?
Yes.
Iridescent, bright, shiny, jolly, pink, vibrant pink, rhododendron, or as somebody I once did a video with called them, rhododendron, no, what did he call, rhododendron or something?
Rhododendron.
Or whatever. Anyway, doesn't matter. I must end this. Stop talking, Vobes. Thank you for listening. Until we talk again, which will no doubt be on the morrow, to bend your ears further from me to you, from Julia and I. Good night.
Good night.